So glad you can join us. Welcome again to Music Heads. It's our weekly roundtable where we chat about a few new CDs that have caught our collective ears. It's presented by 89.3 The Current from Minnesota Public Radio. Music Heads is supported by the Bryant Lake Bowl, now featuring a full bar and serving breakfast, lunch, and dinner 7 days a week. The menu includes sustainably harvested seafood and locally farmed ingredients. For more information, visit bryantlakebowl.com. I'm Bill DeVille, joined by our evening star, Mark Wheat. Hi, Mark.
Yes. Hey, Bill.
Hey, Mark, and we have the Rhythm Lab's Tariq Moody.
Moshi Moshi.
This installment of Music Heads, we're going to go around the world in 15 minutes or less. Tariq, you have the first stop.
Wow. And that's the reason I picked Moshi Moshi as a greeting. The first artist is Tigara, who's originally from Japan. Little backstory about her. She was actually a political science major at one of the top schools in Tokyo. Decided, I want to change the world, and I can't change the world being a politician. So I'm going to go spend some time in Brazil and get interested into this music called Bali Funk. And then she met up this guy from Switzerland in Brazil by the name of Mr. D. And basically a year later, created this project. It's just called Tikar EP. If you're not too familiar with Bali Funk, it's basically music of the Sao Paulo, Rio, ghettos, the favelas. It takes on very similarities to, if you remember, Luke Skywalker, Two Live Crew sound. Then they add their own elements of their own traditional music of samba and bossa nova at a more high pace. She's been doing this for almost 2 years. And the reason I found out about her, actually, the funny story is the great MySpace is one of our first few friends over a year ago. And then she started popping up in little magazines here and there. And National Public Radio even did a little segment on her as well. And so I actually got a hold of her, did a quick little interview with her. And that's basically the story of Tigara. And the track is Girl Fight. And the cool about a website is you got translations for all the lyrics. So if you, she does in Japanese, you go to website, tigara.net, and you click on the lyrics and see what she's saying. It's very political. She's very against the whole globalization. An ironic thing, this music is kind of a true sense of globalization. She's from Japan, meets with a guy from Switzerland, up in Brazil. So
it's Tigara that's called Girl Fight. Mark, working for you?
Absolutely. They won me over with the huge sample in the background, that squealing siren sound. It sounds like something out of Chemical Brothers. It almost has a reminiscent of some of the grime we were talking, you know, it has that kind of grimy feel. A lot of the stuff that's coming out of London now with the Crazy Lady Sovereign and stuff. So it's amazing that, you know, the story, the backstory behind this. And if you'd have put this on without that backstory, I could have thought, well, it comes out of London and she's just singing Japanese.
That.
So it's a great mix.
Yeah, Mr. D has that guy from Switzerland has some of that grime influence in some of their music as well. He wants to, and that's the whole purpose of him as a producer, is to try to bring these sort of urban sounds from the world into one little package. So,
right.
The screaming siren, that's what loses me. it's just automatic dismissal with me. I don't know what it is. But, you know, I see why people like us. It's kitschy, it's fun, it's great club music, and there's something to say there, but I cannot get past the screaming siren. She's not the enemy. I love the concept. I totally love the concept.
What I want is someone speaking Japanese to have a huge hit in USA.
Cool.
I don't know why it doesn't happen. I think there's there's been some great rock bands coming out of Japan that use that language, and maybe this is going to be the one that breaks the Japanese language in the U.S., because I can't think of anyone who's had even close to a hit with the Japanese.
People like instrumentalists like DJ Crush.
And this might be taking it just a little too far, but the Japanese seem to have this innate ability to combine different cultural influences.
They've been doing Yo-Yo Ma.
They've been doing it, you know, they love Western culture. They just soak it up. There's this osmosis, so you know, that their culture is now giving Western culture images back to them, and it seems to be an innate thing. And I don't understand it, but I love most of the results of it. That's
the fascinating fact I found out is that the largest population Japanese in the world, besides Japan, is Brazil.
Really? I would have thought it would have been the U.S.
No, it's Brazil, which,
wow.
I find that kind of funny, but mm-hmm. I went to see the CSS
and then
think the lead singer's part Japanese.
Right.
So kind of, now it's kind of making sense now.
Good job, Tariq.
Your pick, Mark.
Oh, I have to pick one now?
You got to pick one, yeah.
Well, it's not such an interesting collision of styles, but it was one that won me over. The band is called Madrid de los Austrias, and the album is Mas Amor. Basically, two producers from Vienna, and I got a soft spot for Viennese producers. Don't ask me why. But they're, instead of very similar to the Gotan project, if you've been won over by that, but their decision was to go to Spain and work with some flamenco musicians. So that's the main addition to the electronic production that they put down. They add some soulful Spanish touches to it. And again, a wonderful summer album. When I first got this, I put it on. It was a beautiful summer's evening, and I just couldn't take it off. It was the soundtrack to my whole evening over and over. We'll hear the title track, Mas Amor, from Madrid de los Austrias.
It's Madrid de los Austrias, Mas Amor, name of the album. Tariq, is it working for you?
I like it. I mean, the funny thing, I used to start off as a down-tempo jazz DJ, and when I started off, something like that would be played a lot. I like it, good backdrop music, but one track I really did like was, I think, Un Menage, I think that's how you pronounce it. I can't remember, but I really liked that a lot. But again, it reminded me of some of Goten Project stuff, and being who I am trying to do, I'm trying to just be out there trying to find something that just pops my eye, whether it's chill or not. It's a good album, but nothing that makes me...
Doesn't set your world on fire,
no,
huh?
No, it doesn't, no.
This one's not working for me at all, Mark.
What a big surprise, but
some of it, I hate to say it, reminds me of Sade.
And what's wrong with that?
As we used to call her, Blasé.
Well, what's wrong with that? See, you gotta have some of that in your arsenal.
Well, some of it has a kind of a smooth, jazzy sort of sound that I just loathe.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I can say some nice things about this record, too. There's some beautiful sounding, you know, flamenco guitar going on.
Yep.
But the whole thing is, generally, this thing just doesn't move me.
No, and like Tariq says, like him, I've been a huge fan of downbeat jazz for many, many years. And yes, my thing, Tariq, is I just wish more people would like this stuff. And I think it's very accessible for a lot of people that like Sade and smooth jazz.
I love Sade.
Would give it, you know, they would give it a second listen. And I think it's a modern version of that maybe can, you know, open people's eyes to a little more experimentation. That's my philosophy. It's kind of like a gateway drug.
Well, let's just move on to my pick.
No.
And my pick is Ali Farka Touré. He was a singer and a guitar player from Mali. He was one of Africa's most internationally renowned musicians. His music was a hybrid of traditional Malian music and American blues. In fact, he was often called the African John Lee Hooker or the King of Desert Blues, which is a takeoff on the old Robert Johnson handle. Ali Farka died of bone cancer this past March. Just before his passing, he'd completed an album he titled Savani. The album is wonderfully produced by Nick Gold, who's best known for producing the Buena Vista Social Club recordings. This is from Savani. It's the sounds of Ali Farka Touré, and we're going to check out a song about a young woman named Penda Yoro. Yera lady kama gasepe Allah baga ma benayoro Yera lady jonyori motawa Allah baga ma benayoro Wallahi mi zotata mi yata It's the late Ali Farka Touré, and the album's called Sivani. Tariq, working for you?
Most definitely. Reason why I got introduced to the style of Famali because of the lead singer of Blur and Gorillaz, Damon Albarn.
Right.
Mm-hmm. He did a project 2002.
Yeah, that Mali music. That was a wonderful CD.
And that was also part of a lot of my down tempo sets as well, and I enjoyed that. And then Sound and Scene screened a documentary maybe 2-3 years ago about Mali music. And that scene and how it developed, and it was a rumor. I can't remember. Ali said something about it actually came blues copied Mali music.
Right.
But
right.
The rumor, which I heard, I don't know if it was that documentary or some other documentary, is basically it was the blues delta had no connection to Mali and vice versa. It was sort of like this kind of magical collection,
yeah.
This magical connection, which I find that just fascinating itself.
It is totally fascinating to me as well. Mark?
Yeah. You took the words right out of my mouth. The story of Mali is a fascinating example of how music develops in two different parts of the world and seems to have so many references to it.
Yeah.
Bamako, which is where this was produced, is kind of this crossroads in Africa where a lot of different cultures from Africa have come to meet over the years, and traveling tribesmen, the Tuareg people have come through there and had their influences, and they've got a similar style in guitar playing, and there's this wonderful confluence of African culture which, like Tariq said, somehow mystically seems to sound like it might have come out of the Delta Blues as well. And the man's voice has always sent shivers down my spine, and it's just wonderful to hear his final album.
Yeah, the thing about it is I've never understood a word he's saying.
No.
But there's something about this music that is totally mesmerizing to me and just totally peaceful when I hear it. And this album was masterfully put together. It's got great cover art and great liner notes. Mm-hmm. And this Nick Gold, who did those Buena Vista Social Club albums, did a wonderful job on this particular release.
Yeah, and if you need to know what he's singing, the little booklets.
Yeah, there's nice little stories about the songs.
One day me soda tam yayata mi weta tan no diga tu do penda to bana na pipa la
barca ma penda yo. I also find it amazing just like how Fela was like a national hero for Nigeria. He was a national hero for Mali, mm-hmm. as well as Mulatu Astake from Ethiopia, and how powerful, more powerful than the politicians themselves, these guys were. And the fact, ironic thing, he became, I guess I was reading somewhere, he became mayor of his hometown.
That's right. And the whole country, in fact, the whole continent, mourned his death, and that's another sign of the master's power, if you like. And we also have to say, for people, Tariq mentioned Sound Unseen, which is a music festival that's going on Twin Cities. Yeah,
running August 16th through 24th. Go to soundunseen.com. It's UNSENN. Tariq, thanks for joining me. Mark,
it's my pleasure.
Pleasure having Tariq here.
In this episode, we traveled the world in 15 minutes. We listened to albums from Madrid de los Austrias and Tigara off of the Girl Fight EP. You just caught Ali Farka Touré and Sivani. My name's Bill DeVille. Thanks for joining me for Music Heads. I also want to thank producer Steve Seal. Thanks for checking it out. If you want to learn more about 89.3 The Current, go to minnesotapublicradio.org and click on The Current. While you're at our website, have a look at our program schedule. Check out our huge archive of live and studio appearances. Find out more about what we do and even support it with a financial contribution. That's all at minnesotapublicradio.org. Click on The Current. I'm Bill DeVille. Catch you in another week for another edition of Music Heads from 89.3 The Current, part of Minnesota Public Radio.